Shabbos, chapter 23, Mishnah 3, Lo Yiskor Adam Po'alim B'Shabbos. One may not hire laborers on Shabbos in order to work for him after Shabbos on a weekday. And the reason being that speaking of weekday affairs is also prohibited on Shabbos. So therefore, one can't hire laborers to work for him after Shabbos. V'lo yoymar Adam L'chaveru Liskor Lo Po'alim. And also, you can't tell someone, you can't tell a friend or a colleague or whatever on Shabbos to go hire laborers for you for the weekday. So you can't hire the laborers yourself, and you also can't get someone else to hire laborers for you. The Kati brings over here one example of what you could do, and you could say to someone, we will see if you will come to me when night falls. This is on Shabbos. So we'll see if you come to me on night falls, and that's a hint, even though they both know that he's kind of giving him notice that he wants to hire him as a laborer after Shabbos. It's done in a sufficiently obscure way that it's not stated explicitly, and therefore it would be permitted because the sages prohibited only speech and not the thought. So as long as the speech is not direct, that is one example that actually would be okay. Ein machshichin al hatchum liskor pa'alim ulavir paris. Also, another law regarding hiring laborers, that one can't wait for nightfall at the Shabbos limit. There's a limit that a person can travel a distance beyond his residence or his city, if he lives in a city or town. So there's a limit beyond which a person can go beyond. We'll learn more about it in Eiruvin. It's called the tchum. So a person can't go wait at that limit, so that the minute Shabbos is out, he can go beyond the limit and go hire laborers or go bring produce from there. And that is not permitted. Aval machshichu lishmo, but what he can do is he can wait there for nightfall at the Shabbos limit, so that as soon as night falls, he's able to go and guard his produce. And the reason being because he may guard his produce when it was in the Shabbos limit, even on Shabbos. And therefore that he's allowed to go wait at the Shabbos limit in order to do that. Umevi peris biyado. And then once he's there guarding his produce, so afterwards he may bring back even some produce in his hand, even though he's not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because that wasn't his main intention. His intention was to go guard it. Now that he's guarding it, he's even allowed to bring some back after Shabbos. But he can't go wait there to bring the produce back. That wouldn't be permitted. Klal Amar Abba Shaul, there's a principle, says Abba Shaul, a general principle. Kol Shani Zakei Ba Mirasoi, anything that I'm allowed to speak about on Shabbos, Rasha Ani Lahachshich Alav, I am permitted to wait at the Shabbos boundary, the Shabbos limit, for that thing. So we're going to see some examples in the next Mishnah of what Abba Shaul is talking about over here.